Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Sharon from Expressions of Sharon, and I'm going to be doing devotional, and my devotional title for today is going to be We Look Like God, You Look Like God, I Look Like God, and the scripture passage is going to be taken from Genesis 1, 26 through 31. And right now, I just want to give a little prayer, say a little prayer. I won't stay long. I'm not going to make these devotional long at all. They're going to be short. And I just want to say a little prayers for all the moms, the mothers, the wife, the aunts, the sisters, the cousins, for all the females out there who lost their identity, who keep asking themselves, who am I? Am I just a mom? And there's nothing wrong with being a mom. But if you're asking yourself that question, if you feel incomplete, I just want to pray for you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come together here via this broadcasting. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray for those out there that's listening who not sure who they are, who they want to be, what their purpose is here on this earth, Lord Jesus. I want you to bless them, Lord Jesus. Stir up that gift inside them, Lord Jesus, so they may know who they are. Oh, hallelujah. So they're able to open their mouth to speak out, their gift, their purpose. Manifest their businesses. Manifest whatever it is that they desired. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I command every anxiety, every suicidal thoughts, every depression, every loneliness, every weariness to flee in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you right now. We thank you in advance, Lord Jesus. We thank you in advance, Lord Jesus, because you've created us with a purpose, Lord. You have created us, oh Lord Jesus. You have created us with a purpose. And only us can fulfill the purpose that you have put inside of us, Lord Jesus. I pray right now that they're able to see, that they're able to speak out, that they're able to live their purpose, fulfill their destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for being on this broadcasting. Oh, hallelujah. And I pray, Lord, that I'm able to bless someone. That I'm able to bless someone. The words that has been speaking over this broadcast, and that someone is able to bless. That it motivates someone. That it touches someone's life. Open up their hearts. Open up their ears so they may hear and understand and be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for using me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. So Genesis 1, verses 26 to 31. Then God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Female and male, he created them. God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food, and to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Hallelujah. So for every wife, mother out there that who tends to define themselves, herself most easily in terms of external, I am what I do, I am what other needs me to be, I am what I accomplish. I just want to go back again to verse 27. God created man in his own image. In his image, God created him. Male and female, he created them. So, isn't God awesome? He created us to look like him, to be like him, right? And while these descriptions of mom, wife, they are true because that's what we are. We are a mother, we're a wife, right? We're a female. They are incomplete. And they're incomplete because we feel like that we are incomplete. Because if you're feeling like there's more for you to accomplish, you haven't fulfilled your purpose, or that career that you wanted, you had to put it aside because you have kids, the business that you wanted to start, you put it aside, and because you're a wife now, you have kids. But I just want you to know that you can still accomplish all those things. You still can open up that business. You gotta make your goals. Gotta set your goals. You gotta write down not only your long-term goal, your short-term goals. You know, like what you're gonna do today. You gotta prioritize. If you have kids that go into school, you got to do work on your business, work on your schooling when they're at school, or even if you can afford to, if they're stay at home, you can afford to do babysitter. You have that sitter come in for at least 2 hours, you know, set aside some time for you so that you can work on you, whatever working on you mean, whether you want to take some time to do your nails, your hair, so that you feel good. So that you feel complete, or whether it's your business, or because some people, that what they are, they feel complete with being just a mom and a wife. But if that's not you, set aside some time to focus on the things. That's not being selfish. Set aside some time to focus on you. And as I stated earlier, while these descriptions of a mom, a wife, are true, they are incomplete. They overlook the vital fact that we are made inside and out by God. We are shaped after his image. When we gaze into the mirror of God's word, we find that God has stamped on our being a reflection of his character, his essence, his being. Just like children reflect the physical, mental, and personality traits of their parents, and even adopted children share the mannerism and habits of their adopted family, so we who are fashioned by God manifest elements of his character in our own being. So who are you? Who are you? Who are you, Mom? You are a unique being fashioned after the God of the universe inside out. Mom, you are unique. You are a unique being fashioned after the God of the universe inside and out. And there's one more scriptures that I want you to read. And I'm going to read it today. It's Psalms 139. Verses 13 through 14. Let's just go there right now, or you can go there after we're finished. After you finish listening to the broadcasting. So Psalms 139, verse 13 through 14 reads, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Let me say that again. Let me read that again. Isn't God awesome? He knew us when we're inside our mom's womb. He's the one that knit us together. He knit our purpose. He knew what we were going to be. He put everything there already. He knitted us before we even came on this earth. Verse 13, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Hallelujah. So who are you, Mom? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm going to end this broadcast, and I just want us to get a piece of paper and write down those scriptures that I read today. Genesis 1 verses 26 through 31. Psalms 139 verses 13 through 14. Colossians 3 verses 10. And also, I want you to write down your daily short-term goal, your long-term goals. And also, I want you to go back to your childhood when you had your visions and goal, what you wanted to be. I want you to write them down. And I want you to write down, what do you need? What do I need to accomplish those dreams that I have left in my childhood days? Or I have left, or I set aside because I have kids, or I set aside because I am a wife now. I want you to write them down, and what do you need to accomplish them? And start working on them. I'll see you guys later for the next devotional read. Have a wonderfully awesome day.